Today I come to you with yet another story and experience that shows us how stubborn narcissists are when it comes to change. People ask questions like, can narcissists change? When and if they have near-death experiences, when major shifts happen in their life, such as passing away of a loved one or losing a job or hitting some kind of collapse, what would all of that lead to? And the shocking answer is none of that guarantees change. Today, I'll prove that to you. Stay with me until the very end. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. If you are new to this channel, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you have not subscribed already, I request you to do so because your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Before I share the story with you, I have a free gift to offer. I've created a guide that answers top 10 questions asked by every single survivor of narcissistic abuse. You can download it now by clicking the I button above or the link in description. The story is of the time when I was in my college. The story that I'm about to share with you is quite fascinating because it will show you how stubborn and resistant narcissists are to change and how narcissism is not an external shell they live within. It is who they are. It is their personality. It is their nature. The story is of a time when I was in college. In 2015, my grandfather, who recently passed away, survived a tragic car accident. He almost died of heavy blood loss, but death spared him, and he continued living for next 7 to 8 years after that accident. If you do not know, the grandfather that I'm talking about was a malignant psychopathic narcissist, so you can imagine. Doctors said he has a blood clot in his brain and we can't remove it because of his old age. So we don't know what's going to happen to him and it's in God's hands and so on. What's interesting is the fact that he was completely disabled because he had lost a good portion of his memory and present awareness. He was not aware of what was going on, what time it was, and he would continuously talk about stuff as he was living in the past or as if he had regressed to an earlier time when his children were young. When in recovery after surviving the tragic car accident, he would talk about stuff that made it very clear to us he is gone, he has lost his mind, he doesn't remember anything, and now possibly he is going to mellow down. But here is the shocker. Slowly, and unfortunately, I don't know how, but miraculously, he started coming back. He started regaining his strength. He started recognizing people around him. He would constantly hiccup. He would constantly have those involuntary body movements going on, but they eventually stopped, which showed us his brain was recovering. He was healing. I couldn't understand how, because it was really unlikely to happen at his age. As soon as he recovered enough to have some physical strength and mental capability to be who he is, he became that. He started abusing people. And the most shocking thing is, even in that stage, he physically abused his old wife, who herself is a narcissist, but he physically abused her. Can you believe that? The woman who took care of him, who was there by his side all the time, and the moment he comes back, he misses his old self and quite instantly does what he ran in his blood, did what he had always done to her. I was flabbergasted, to say the least. I was shocked and moved. How come someone can almost die, and be given a chance to live their life once again and not learn the lessons, not know that their life is temporary and all that power, that grandiosity, that entitlement, that control can be taken away from them in a second? Could the opposite come back worse than who he was before reenacting the same narcissistic patterns, controlling others, abusing others, demanding their attention and care as if they owe them that. Can you make sense of that? If you do, please drop your understandings and answers in the comments below. When non-narcissistic people have near-death experiences, they talk about spiritual stuff. They evolve because they know what is on the other side. They know their life is temporary and their purpose on this earth is to serve others, help others, or be a catalyst for change. They know that they were given a chance for some reason and they are lucky and they should be grateful for the same. But in a narcissist's case, they get worse. They become bitter. And that tells us even death cannot change them. If having such an experience cannot trigger even a tiny, teeny shift in their behavior, what else can? I don't know. He got worse. I recently created another episode on my last interaction with him, which happened only a couple of years back, and how he treated me. And that interaction happened a couple of years after that accident. Can you believe that? I'll post the link and you can click the I button above to watch the video now to know what he did to me, how he abused me. These people cannot change. These people do not recognize what you and I can, what others can. These people do not have eyes. They do have physical eyes, but their hearts have died a long time ago. This is the reason why I call them evil entities. I call them emotional zombies. I call them monsters. There is a reason I just don't use these words, because they sound nice and they bring injustice and they bring us some kind of relief. Of course not. I say all of these things for a reason. Another shocking experience that I remember is of my mother's friend's husband, who had MND, motor nerve or motor neuron disease. It's a degenerative disease where your motor neuron or neurons fail slowly and all the organs of your body shut down. I saw him when he was going through the last stage. I literally can remember. It's in front of my eyes. He looked like a skeleton. There was no muscle, no flesh on his body. His eyes bulged out. He couldn't speak. He couldn't move. He couldn't eat. Basically, he was dying and they were pouring food through a pipe which was inserted into his, I don't know, large intestine, small, I don't know where it was, but that was the condition when I saw him and when I met him. What can one expect from someone who is going through this phase in their life and is in the process of dying and fading away? Humility, yeah? Kindness, consideration for others, gratefulness for those people who are helping them, serving them, keeping them alive, doctors, spouse, children, all those people. This is the bare minimum. But I remember his wife, my mother's friend, used to take care of him. And I was sitting, you know, in a room once with all these people trying to feed him through that tube. It was a really painful process. And I can imagine with his eyes, like those eyes bulging out, he moved them a certain way. And that move was really scary. And his wife started having a panic attack. Imagine not being able to speak, not being able to move at all, but still you can move your eyes and you can reenact that control. You still have that power over the situation to the point of triggering a major panic attack in someone who is trying to offer you help. Then I had a conversation with his wife separately and I asked her, what happened there? And she said, he was a monster. And those eyes are the scariest part of his body. And when he moves them that way, it triggers some kind of extreme fear in my body because he used to beat her to pulp. And I mean, the stories are horrific and really traumatizing. So Even in that stage, they don't change the same persona. The only difference is the body was taken away. He only had control over his eyes. He could have been humble, but he chose to be a monster that he always was. I don't know how to process all of this, what I shared with you, but what I can conclude is nothing, no major event in their life can truly change a narcissist. They say narcissistic collapse happens. And then that increases the possibility of a for a narcissist to change. I say narcissistic collapse only makes a narcissist aware of their narcissism or why they are that way. It's like a tiger becoming aware of the patterns, the stripes on its body. That's it. Nothing more happens. I may be wrong, but my opinion is even those narcissists who pretend to be self-aware and to have changed, it's a part of their mask. They are self-gaslighting, and I can't digest that these entities can ever change. It's not an opinion, at least for me. It's based on experiences. It's what I have seen. It's what I have witnessed. That's my story for you today. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in another episode with similar experiences, bringing in a lot more insight and talking about these nuances and subtleties of narcissistic abuse. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.